Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've never thought about it. Not even for 2 seconds.
Right.
I wonder if the Blues have won a Stanley Cup. I've just never crossed my mind. I don't care. I just don't watch it. I don't pay attention to it. I don't know anything about it. But when I was reading about it last night, I was like, oh, wow, they really might be doing something they've never done before. Like, they're to this stage for, I think, the first time in 49 years, and now I got a chance to actually hold the cup for the first time in franchise history. So that's awesome stuff for our neighbors, just a little drive up north. And so good luck to the St. Louis Blues. They now move on to take on the Boston Bruins in a best-of-seven series. Jeff Calkins up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
It's a city that feels like its own country, got its own unique flavor and language.
92.9 FM ESPN, a radio.com sports station.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today. 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today. 754-0454.
We've all got big plans this summer. Like doing some camping, checking out summer concerts, or just lounging on the beach. And at Nissan's Summer of SUVs event, save big on our entire family of SUVs, including Rogue with available ProPilot Assist, so your summer road trip is less stressful. Or available intelligent around view monitor to help you slip into tight parking spots at the beach, concert, or even that campsite. Hurry to Nissan's Summer of SUVs event and plan on this summer being your best. Right now, for a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store. Hurry, event ends soon. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see owner's manual for safety information. Offers end 5/31/19.
Your eyes and your smile, the two things people notice first. Delta Dental of Tennessee wants to help you keep both healthy. Now you can get Delta Dental plus Delta Vision in partnership with VSP. Talk to your employer or visit coveryourmouth.com today to learn more.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
Okay, another chance to win $1,000 right now by texting the word POEM, P-O-E-M. Text POEM to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 5 o'clock keyword is POEM. Text POEM, P-O-E-M. To 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Another chance coming up at 6 o'clock. But right now, text POEM, P-O-E-M, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
If you're in an emergency situation, you're going to want to be at Regional One Health. You probably know that. I've been telling you for years. That's why my wife and I delivered our youngest little boy there, because we knew it was going to be a dicey delivery if we ever even got to that point, which was statistically improbable. And our doctor told us this is going to be tough. The odds are stacked against you. But I believe in myself. And I believe in Regional 1. So if we get to that day, let's do it there. We said, okay, Doc, you're the expert. We're going to talk about ranking basketball teams. We'll take my word on it. And talk about delivering babies. We're going to let you make that call. So we delivered at Regional 1. It could not have gone more smoothly. People there were great, and we'll owe them a debt of gratitude forever. But one of the things I've been trying to remind you since then is that you don't have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the incredible medical care under the Regional 1 Health umbrella. And the East Campus Imaging Center is a great example of that. You know, it's recommended women 40 and up get an annual mammogram. So if you are a woman 40 or up, go ahead and schedule that. 515-3600. You can get it done at the East Campus Imaging Center. 515-3600. Located 6555 Quince Road, where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. You can learn more at regional1health.org. It's regional1health.org. It's 505 Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. And every day at this time, or around this time, I'm joined by your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So I'm reading your column earlier today about the first class of the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. First thing I did was do a Command-F search for Parrish, realized I didn't get inducted. So I was like, well.
That's irritating, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know.
You know, the reason is that you have to be retired from what you're doing in order to make it. So.
Well, okay,
for 5 years.
Okay.
So you could have made it for your soccer, but it's not really I don't think it's a Horn Lake Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
you know?
That's unfortunate. I'll quit right now. I'm kind of bored with this, if you want to know the truth. Like, I've kind of.
And then wait 5 years.
Yeah.
And I think you can follow George Lapidus as the next media member in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame.
Now, here's the problem with my Hall of Fame candidacy, as it is, besides that I'm not very decorated, but the right. the other problem.
We don't have a character. There's no character clause in the Hall of Fame.
Thank God. Like they'd be trying to keep me out of this thing for the same reason they keep Pete Rose and Kurt Schilling out.
Right, betting,
so,
right.
So, God, betting would be the least of my character
betting
flaws.
Vodka. Right, go ahead. Yeah. Carry on.
Is that I'm probably going to work till I die.
Well, yeah, that's an issue. It's actually an issue. It's an issue with, for example, Lauren Roberts, right? If you're a football player, if you're Isaac Bruce, who's in the first class, you retire, you're done, right? If you're Lauren Roberts, who someday should be in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame, clearly. I mean, he's won a lot of tournaments, and he's been important to the scene here. Like, he's playing senior golf. When's he going to stop?
Yeah, you
right?
Know, that's the problem. Like, talking on radio is the equivalent of senior golf. You can do it forever.
Right, yeah, you can do it forever. So, that is a small issue. Maybe we'll have to deal with that at some point, but that is a Penny made it. He's not retired. He's not retired from
coaching,
obviously. But the thing that he made it for, which is playing basketball, he is retired from and has been for 5 years. So Penny's no problem. But it is it's trickier where we're going to have to wrestle with your candidacy pretty soon.
Yeah, this is something we're going to have a meeting about, I think. Like, listen,
right.
if GP is already acknowledged, he's probably not going to retire. He's always going to be doing something. Should we because, you know.
What do we do? What are we going to do there?
Because you want me to enjoy my Hall of Fame induction. You don't want my kids to enjoy it or my grandkids to enjoy it someday
right.
while I'm dead.
Right, no. No, I actually didn't stop to see how many of those people on that first list are alive. I did sort of count up men and women and black and white and it is a very, and the whole goal of the thing, it's like, well, how the hell is Zeebo not on this list, right? But, well, Zeebo's not 5 years retired. And so that's why. Like, there's a real absence of Grizzlies. You could have made an argument, I think, for Mike Heisley or for the Pursuit team, either way, right? I honestly think I could have made an argument, and both of those were people did argue for them. But beyond that, there's not a single Grizzly or Grizzly representative on there because they're all like playing. Like, who do you want? Unless you want Cesare Trubansky or something. Like, they're.
I do want him. OJ Mayo. Maybe we can induct OJ. How long has he been out the game by now?
Is he retired? Or is he just suspended?
I think he's just walking around the world.
Right, he's just walking around the world. So I don't know how long Shane's been retired, but But it is, you can't put everybody in the first class. That's the other thing. A lot of really good people were left out, yourself included,
sure.
Because you need to have one of these next year. You know, we can't just have one class and that's it. So, and then the first class is 22, and I think classes after this are going to be like 4 or 5. They're not going to be, you need a critical mass originally, and classes after this are going to be 4 or 5.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and I'm not protesting in any way, but what is the logic behind you have to be retired 5 years? Like, why does that matter?
Oh, I just show up and I just, the rules were told
like,
me.
If I were in the room, I would say, okay, I'm fine with this if this is the way you guys want to do it, but can somebody explain to me why?
I suggested it be reduced to 3. I think you want to make sure that they act in an honor and Hall of Fame worthy fashion for the duration of their career, I think, is why you don't. It's funny, like college basketball inducts people into the Hall of Fame. Like John is a Hall of Fame coach,
yes,
and he's still coaching.
Yes.
Tubby, people think, is a Hall of Fame coach, and he's still coaching, right?
It's Jim Boeheim, Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams,
right.
Bill Self. They're all Hall of Fame coaches
right.
who are still coaching. Tom Izzo.
I'll tell you who's not in the NFL Hall of Fame. Tom Brady's not.
Right.
He's not in the NFL Hall of Fame because he's not done yet. And so you just wait till they're done. You wait till they're done, let a few years to pass. It's more of the it's the same. Again, I didn't come up with the rules. I don't know. But it's the same principle, I think, is sort of let's see what their career looks like when they're done. And if they commit murder at the end of the career, maybe we'll reevaluate.
Yeah, that's reasonable. It's a reasonable
but
point.
But I actually did say let's make it 3 years. Yeah. I did say that. But. You know, when has anyone ever listened to me?
I know. Talking to Jeff Coggins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So, in your opinion, who was the biggest snub from the opening class of the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame besides me?
Besides you?
Yes.
I think I think the Grizzlies should have had something, maybe a representative. And to me, if I had done that, it would have been the pursuit team. It could have been Heisley. It could have been the pursuit team. But to me, the pursuit team, they made things happen in Memphis. They made it happen. But for them, the whole thing Mike Heisley wouldn't have ever thought about Memphis because they had laid the groundwork. They were pursuing a team. Mike was going to put a team one place or another, and they ended up coming here. So I think everyone says Bud Dudley was a big deal. He brought the Liberty Bowl here. So I think Bud Dudley was a snub. How about Reggie White? Like, what do you do with Reggie White? Reggie White is in the, and one of my principles in voting for this was, like, originally, I don't know, very, very early rounds of voting, there were people who were not in the actual Hall of Fames in their sport, who were not making the first cut in this Hall of Fame. I'm like, come on, man, if you're in the Hall of Fame for your sport, like Memphis Bill Terry is in the Hall of Fame for his sport, right? So he should probably, therefore, be in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. Even though no one knows who the hell he is anymore, because he was before our time. So Reggie White would fall. He is a Hall of Famer in the NFL Hall of Fame. But what was he here for, 1 year? Like, so is he a snub? What do you do with Reggie White? How would you evaluate Reggie White's candidacy? I don't know that he had a Hall of Fame candidacy here. There's a lot of minor leaguers who played baseball here briefly, but then they did their Hall of Fame stuff elsewhere.
Yeah, like
how about Bo Jackson? Would Bo Jackson be in this Memphis Sports Hall of Fame? Is he a snub?
Well, I mean, I would say no, but these are conversations you got to have because, like, Bo Jackson.
We do have him.
Yeah, Bo Jackson is an athlete who played in Memphis. I mean, what do you do with Albert Pujols? You know?
What do you do with Albert Pujols?
Right.
He actually was pretty significant. I mean, he won a title here in Memphis, right? I mean, he helped them win a title here in Memphis. I don't know how much of it was here the whole. I don't know how much that year he was here. But should Albert Pujols be in the Memphis? The nice thing is, yes, we will have those conversations. Right now, the 22 people. Here's another one, Sputnik Monroe. Like, so there was some question at the outset of what do you do with professional wrestling?
Right.
Is it going to the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame? And the overwhelming majority of people said yes. It may not be a sport elsewhere, but in Memphis it's a sport. And it's been so important to the sort of the cultural life of the city. That that, and then you look at Sputnik, and honestly, like he was doing stuff. You know, he was reaching out across white and black, whatever. He was sort of, I forgot the exact circumstances, but he had a role in advancing integration in this city, and in addition to being a wildly famous wrestler. So what do you do with Sputnik Monroe? Someone made a passionate argument that Sputnik Monroe should have been in here. You know, what do you do with Andy Roberts, who's like the greatest racquetball player who's ever lived, as far as I gather? But it's racquetball. Right? What do you do with that? Well, it's easier. Like, there's a Bill Dance seemed obvious to me that he should be in, right? And Rochelle Stevens, she won gold medals. I think if you win a gold medal, there's only six who are in this class who've won a gold, six, five who've won gold medals. But like, if you want a gold medal, I'm down with that. Like, I think that's a pretty good credential if you want a gold medal. And so it's interesting. Most of the people who won gold medals are women. From Memphis, like Cindy Parlow, I think she won two gold medals, maybe three. So, she's one of the all-time great women soccer players, and so it's obvious she should be in there to me. But so, and most of these people either are from Memphis or legitimately Memphians, or they did what they accomplished their Hall of Fame stuff in Memphis, and so it was pretty easy this time around.
I think that's probably a good place to start when it comes to Albert Pujols and Bo Jackson. Like, is Memphis a significant part of their story? And it's just not. In fact, I would maybe lean toward ruling out any Memphis Chicks, any Memphis Redbirds, because they're just passing through. They're not. This is not a destination for him.
Yeah. A Stubby Clapp could be someday.
I mean, if you
like
wanted him to.
He was here for years. I mean, he was here as a player and then he was here as a manager and won multiple championships here. I'm not saying the next class. I mean, Elliot Perry's not in yet.
That's
right?
That's the one that stood out to me. I would have Elliot Perry in. Local student athlete, went to Memphis, was great at Memphis, long NBA career, comes back to Memphis, minority owner with the Grizzlies, just delivered the second pick in the NBA draft last week. What more do you want from the guy?
I Elliot Perry will very clearly be in this. I honestly think it was how many Memphis Tigers do you want in the first class? Like, do you need them all to be the Memphis Tigers in the first class? So that was part of it. And then, but let's be honest, on the face of it, Elliot Perry versus Ronnie Robinson, right? I mean, in terms of just as individuals, what they accomplished. But then there was real sentiment, and I wrote about this. There was real sentiment. I probably would have put Elliot above Ronnie. Right? If you could, let's say you only have just so many. You want all to be Memphis Tiger basketball players. Keith Lee was going to be in it. Penny was going to be in it. Larry was going to be in it, right? And then, so then you have Elliot, or do you have Ronnie? Let's say you only could have had one, Elliot or Ronnie Robinson. And I think there was a sentiment of Larry and Ronnie who came here together, who took Memphis to a national championship game together, who did what they did together, deserve to go in together. They actually had their numbers retired together, I think, as well, that they deserve to go in together, and that Elliot will surely be a member of the Hall. Of course he will. Like, he is everything you could possibly want. But, like, yes, is there do you need to put in every Memphis Tiger on the first go-round? I think that was the thinking.
Yeah, I don't know that you need to put in every. I would have had Elliot in there for all of the reasons already stated.
He was the most obvious snub to you.
Yeah, I think so. Unless, where did you fall on wrestling at the end of the day?
Oh, wrestling is definitely, we're cool with wrestling. Wrestling is eligible.
So
they
was
put anyone in.
Well, then it's Jerry Lawler. Jerry Lawler not being in is ridiculous. I mean, that's just silly.
This is not my list. Jerry Lawler was on the ballot. Yeah, this is not my list.
There is no way you can call wrestling a sport and have a Memphis Sports Hall of Fame that doesn't include Jerry Lawler. If you want to say wrestling's not a sport, fine.
Well, I will tell you, Jerry Lawler will be in the Hall of Fame. But in terms of the first ballot, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
I know, that's just wrong. That's silly.
Okay.
Criticize your other voters.
I'll criticize my other voters. It's wrong and it's silly.
I mean, you can't.
I don't remember where he was.
You can't have a conversation amongst voters and say, "Okay,
honestly,
guys, listen."
I honestly think probably what happened. So what happens is people got to speak up for who they wanted. You know, making passion pleas on behalf of whom they ever wanted to make a passion plea for. And you obviously, had you been there, would have made a passion plea on behalf of Jerry Lawler. And then people voted however they wanted to vote. And so, but it wasn't a unanimous, or it wasn't consensus, or whatever else. And I think partly, it's interesting, I'm just thinking out loud about this. I think partly what happened was, is people said, okay, we're going to include wrestling, but then maybe the anti-wrestling people didn't vote wrestling, even though it's logically included on the first go round. Maybe that was part of it. I don't really know. But you could argue that wrestling, we could have had a wrestler in there just like we have an equestrian and a track star and a guy who catches fish, and it helps to show the breadth of Memphis sport, and maybe that you can make the argument that a wrestler should have been in the first class if we're including wrestling, and we are including wrestling.
Right. No, I'm like, you put me in that room.
I think Sputnik Monroe was bigger in his time than Jerry Lawler was in his time.
Yes.
This is not my wrestling is not my area of expertise, but I think Sputnik. Like, would Bifus tell me that Sputnik was bigger than Jerry Lawler? I think he may have been.
I mean, perhaps, but like that's even a little before, that's before my time. So I don't really have vivid memories of Sputnik Monroe.
Of course, no, right, but that doesn't mean neither do you of
Ronnie Rob,
Bill Terry, but doesn't mean he wasn't better than, you know, whatever modern baseball player.
Well, it's the same reason. Like, listen, I would never protest Ronnie Robinson being in there. He obviously belongs, but I don't have memories of that. But I have very vivid memories of Jerry Lawler and Elliot Perry. Like, I used to, when I played basketball, I would call myself Elliot Perry Parrish. Right? I was Elliot Perry Parrish.
Rolls off the tongue.
Like, I loved Elliot Perry. Like, still to this day, one of the coolest things, and I know this might
sound, that you know him,
is that I know Elliot Perry. Like, that's so funny to me. Like, you also know Kevin Durant. Yeah, but I didn't grow up, like, calling myself Kevin Durant Parrish. I grew up calling myself Elliot Perry Parrish every time I'd miss a jump shot. So the idea that I know Elliot Perry is, like, super cool to the, you know, the little Gary running around Churchwood in Horn Lake. And so I can't, when I think of Memphis Hall of Fame, like, he checks the box easily for me. And as for wrestling, I could argue either way that wrestlers belong or they don't belong. And I'm okay with either decision. But once you decide we are going to accept wrestlers in the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
It is idiotic to not have Jerry Lawler in the Hall of Fame first ballot.
Man, you're getting fired up about this.
I'm going to write a poll text column tonight when I get off the air. Well, who's voting on this stuff? How do you, like, you can't just make up your rules. You can't decide as a Hall of Fame, we're going to have wrestlers, and then the voters will be like, well, I'm not going to have wrestlers. If we're having wrestlers, you got to vote for the wrestlers who are deserving. Jerry Lawler clearly
is. Who do you want Jerry to not vote there? Who do you want to take off your list?
I think personally, I want to have,
don't do it.
I'm
be careful.
I think I want to have, I'm going to look for somebody.
You want Betty Parks. You want to get rid of Betty Parks, don't you?
I think I want Betty Parks gone.
Oh, no.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't want Betty Parks gone.
I think I want Memphis Bill Terry gone.
Memphis Bill Terry, when they had a parade for him in Memphis, and 35,000 people showed up for the parade in Memphis, Gary. You think if they had a parade for Jerry Lawler, 35,000 people would show up for a parade for him? No.
That's a fair point. We're going to keep Memphis Bill Terry in for the moment. All right? Memphis Bill Terry.
Now, in fairness, I don't think there was a parade for Betty Parks, but awesome basketball player.
Let's get Betty Booker Parks.
Just because you didn't call yourself Betty Parks Parrish doesn't mean that she's not deserving.
I ain't never heard nobody call themselves Betty Parks Parrish. Get her out of there and clear out a space for Jerry Lawler. That's the other issue, though. You're acting like there's only so many spots, like it's Penny's scholarship situation. You can open a spot. You can open a spot if you need to. There ain't no reason you're like, hey, we're stuck at 22.
But you got to have future ceremonies. Like, you got to make these things big every year.
You need, it's going to be great. Next class is probably going to have you, Elliot, and Jerry Lawler. What a party that's going
to
be.
I'd be honored to go into the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame alongside Elliot Perry and Jerry Lawler. In fact, I feel like that's the way this ought to go.
Right.
I just got to retire. I just got to retire.
We got to change the rules about media people not being But yeah. I got to tell you, if media people were eligible because they don't ever retire, some do. Like Dave Brown. He was a wrestling guy, right? He was a wrestling guy, apart from his work with the weather.
Right.
Which you as a young weatherman yourself must appreciate.
Yeah. Also grew up calling myself Dave Brown Parrish.
Like he could get in for his wrestling work, and he did. He has retired. But if we're going to go for non-retirees, like I'll be honest, like I might be voting for Jarvis.
I think Jarvis belongs in a Memphis Sports Hall of Fame, no question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I might be voting for Jarvis.
Yeah. So. But,
and we only got so many slots. We only got so many scholarships. You know.
Can we put Jaden Hardaway on? Can we take his scholarship away and clear up another spot? That's the real question here. Joke's on us. Everybody, Eric Hasseltine just ups and quits. And everybody's like, what's he doing? You know what he's doing? He's getting in the damn Hall of Fame. He's starting his Hall of Fame clock. I'm still sitting here planning dinner to go every day like an idiot. Hasseltine's probably playing golf right now. Got his Hall of Fame clock already started. Who's the dumb one?
Who is the dumb one?
Who's the dumb one? Who's the dumb one?
So who else do you want to take out of there? You're probably focused on the women because you don't like think women should sweat probably, right?
I like it when women sweat. For the right reasons.
Who else do you want? Who else do you want to knock off?
Okay, I got to clear spaces for Jerry Lawler and
Elliot Perry and yourself.
Hasseltine just texted me, said he's not playing golf. He just finished out of 77. His Hall of Fame clock is started. Who's the idiot? Is it me sitting here till 6 o'clock every night planning dinner to go?
You want to get rid of Avern Fogelman, don't you?
No, I would never. He's got a road named after him or something, doesn't he?
A Fogelman.
I feel like
yes. No, there's a road.
Yeah,
where is it?
I've seen Fogelman. I don't know where.
I feel like you drive on it sometimes.
You do.
Is 385 Fogelman? Is that what that is?
I think that's
that
right.
Might be Fogelman
yeah. I think I'm ready to get rid of Melanie Smith Taylor.
No. Man. She's a gold medalist. She's a gold medalist, and she would have won 2 gold medals if they hadn't boycotted Moscow. She's one of the. She's tremendous. Like she's got a gold medal. I said, well, I got a gold medal.
For what? For riding a horse?
Yeah, for riding a horse.
Dude, I watched a horse run around the track this weekend. Didn't even have her. Horses don't even.
That horse didn't come close to winning. Actually, that horse established the significance of the rider. Because you see how badly that horse did? Horse didn't come close to winning. It was just aimlessly running around. And then basically, that horse was establishing the candidacy of Melanie Smith Taylor.
Okay, then Claude Humphrey's got to go.
He's in the actual NFL Hall of Fame. He's in the actual NFL Hall of Fame. You can't take him out.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay.
He's one of the most obvious, like, to me. Like, he's, you know, played America's biggest sport and is in its Hall of Fame. Like, Memphis built, like, besides Ronnie and Larry, like, those two, Larry and Penny and Keith, like, I thought they were all pretty slam dunk. After that, I really think that Claude Humphrey was totally obvious. Memphis Bill Perry was totally obvious. If you're in your own sports Hall of Fame, I think it's pretty good. Nikki McCray, she's won a bunch of gold medals. You want to get rid of her?
I know.
She won 2.
I respect Nikki McCray.
Okay.
Much more than Memphis Bill Terry. Here's what I would say. If we were really limited to a certain number of spots, then we'd have to have these difficult conversations, and maybe Betty Booker's got to go. But we weren't limited to a number of spots, and we should make sure that every automatic no-brainer Memphis Sports Hall of Famer goes in at the exact same time, and we'll reevaluate next year.
You're basically taking bench players next year going forward. Every automatic goes in. No, like then you're basically saying yeah, the next year it's the scrubs from here on out.
No, and next year it's me and Hasseltine.
Like I said,
and maybe D'Angelo.
Hasseltine is 77.
And D'Angelo.
Yeah, he's going to be close to that 5-year window.
Yeah.
Heffernan's going to give a fired up speech, man. He's going to give a speech. I can't really tell you what I'm talking about, but something really upset me.
we'd figure out next year.
I miss Eric. You're listening. Listen, I love the other guys, but I like that fire.
He's fired up.
So anyway,
he's on the golf course. We're sitting here like idiots.
He's on the golf course.
We're sitting here talking about Betty Booker. what in the world?
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go. It's amazing we didn't have a Memphis Sports Hall of Fame before this, really.
I guess so. I'm just saying an equestrian shouldn't be in over Elliot Perry. That's all I'm saying. We'll leave it there. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye-bye. I actually don't believe that that it's crazy for an equestrian to be there.
Yeah, I mean, have you ridden a horse? That's hard, dude.
I feel like I've rode a pony once.
It's difficult. I mean, I think that people need to be recognized for
that. I need to properly respect Melanie Smith-Taylor. The people I'm trying to remove from the Hall of Fame is simply people I'd never heard of.
I'm with you on that.
I don't really know the equestrian game so much, you know?
Right.
Maybe I need to read a little bit more. Maybe that's what I'll do tonight. When we come back, Ricky O'Donnell is the college hoops editor for SB Nation. Had a nice breakdown of the roster Penny Hardaway has assembled in advance of next season. We're going to talk to him about that next.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager, the bold amber color, 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings. Spread my wings. DG Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. I'm
on fly. At Merrick, we know dogs are in charge. So our dog foods start with deboned meat, poultry or fish, and because... Sorry. Coming!
Here's your ducky.
And because real whole foods are better for your dog, each Merrick recipe is packed with whole fruits and vegetables. Excuse me.
You want to go out right now? Okay.
Dogs are in charge. Serve them well. Merrick.
Available at your local pet store. Let's talk about Chad. Last year, he was working two jobs, trying to make ends meet, barely staying above water. In February, Chad started his information technology career, making more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside.
Subway, make it what you want.
Sorry, it's the red onions.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest growing mower companies in the world. Lads, for your zero turn and golf car needs.
Let's up your life with Let's up your life.
Hey,
you're that famous actress. You must travel so much.
What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Pets are more than just pets. They're family. Who's a good boy? That's why Bob's for Dogs from Skechers will make a donation to the Petco Foundation for every pair of shoes sold. In fact, our shoes have already helped save the lives of over 240,000 shelter pets. And now, thanks to Skechers' partnership with the Petco Foundation, you can find Bob's at over 600 Petco stores nationwide, plus other fine retailers, and help pets find the loving families they all deserve. Bob's from Skechers, available at Petco, Skechers, and wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
So, you've got a full tank of gas and zero plans for the weekend. You know what that means. Road trip. But you forgot to deposit your paycheck. No worries. For a small fee, Regions Mobile Deposit with immediate availability lets you make a deposit right into your account using your Regions Mobile app. So if your idea of a spontaneous road trip doesn't include a bank trip, we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Visit regions.com/mobile deposit for terms and details. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. If you're a Memphis fan who lives on the internet, you probably saw it earlier today, SBNation.com. The headline, Penny Hardaway built college basketball's next freshman super team at Memphis. The man who wrote it, Ricky O'Donnell, joins me now. Ricky, it's Gary Parish. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Everything's good. I appreciate you being here. I won't keep you too long. But first, before we get into it, I want to read something that you wrote back to you and then get you to expand on it. You wrote the following this morning. Penny Hardaway had never held a coaching position above the high school level at any point in his career. He promised a team that would play fast, but his acumen for X's and O's largely remained a mystery. This could have been considered a major gamble or on a number of levels, but Hardaway himself carried an unimpeachable confidence that his success was already preordained. 1 year after his hire, no one is questioning Hardaway anymore. Suddenly, Memphis is the coolest school in college basketball. What makes Memphis the coolest school in college basketball?
To me, it's what the offer means. You can look at how Penny Hardaway has been recruiting this class, which he has coming in 2019, the 2020 class, the 2021 class. Right now, an offer from Memphis carries a weight that it did not have under Josh Pastner, under Tubby Smith. I think, you know, with the way Penny has stacked his staff with Mike Miller, there's just a lot that he's selling with Memphis. And I think that players who aspire to play at the next level, players who aspire to have someone to show them, you know, the guidelines of what it's like to be a professional, now those guys are looking at Kentucky or looking at Memphis. And it shows in this class that he's been able to out-recruit Kentucky, been able to out-recruit Duke to bring in these guys. And, you know, the ranking speaks for itself right now. Memphis having the number one class in the country, it just shows the type of work Penny has done in a short time at the school.
People in this market have obviously been excited since the day it was reported Tubby Smith was probably going to be fired and replaced with Penny Hardaway, and the excitement really hasn't done anything except increase week over week over week. When did it start to resonate outside of this market? I think everybody assumed Penny Hardaway, Memphis icon, going to be able to get Memphis kids, James Wiseman, DJ Jeffries, Malcolm Dandridge, Damian Baugh. But it seems like in recent weeks when he goes out and beats Indiana for Lester Quinones, beats Kansas for Rajon Tucker, beats North Carolina for Precious Achiuwa, secures a commitment from a California kid named Boogie Ellis who was previously signed with Duke. It seems like that has what made this register nationally in a way that it previously wasn't. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I wrote that in the piece. Even just getting Wiseman, beating out Kentucky, of course, Penny coached him in high school. Sure. That was impressive just to show that Penny could close. And I think, you know, you could go down the line with Jeffries, with Malcolm Dandridge. But what he's been able to do in the spring to finish off this class, Memphis wasn't number one 2 months ago. They did that because Boogie Ellis became available. And, you know, he had a whole list of suitors who would have loved a guard who was a knockdown shooter from the perimeter, who could run point, who could play off the ball as well. Yet it was Penny in Memphis who got him. I think it just shows that Penny's appeal and that what he's selling at Memphis stretches far beyond the personal relationships that he already had established. Not only did he close on all the guys he was expected to, it's also shown that, you know, whatever he's selling at Memphis just expands all across the country from coast to coast. And I really think it sets up the Tigers to be, you know, the next, you know, king of recruiting in college basketball, right up there with all the blue bloods.
I'm talking to Ricky O'Donnell from SB Nation. He is on Twitter at SBN underscore Ricky. That's at SBN underscore Ricky. One of the observations you make, and I think this is spot on, is that it's not just that Memphis has a recruiting class with a bunch of players in it that are all heralded, you know, including 2 5-stars in Wiseman Achiuwa. It's that it's a balanced class that actually fits well together. You've got, you know, a future possible number one overall pick in Wiseman who, you know, can run the floor as well as any big in recent history, alter shots, block shots, protect the rim, so on and so forth. Precious Achiuwa, high energy, you know, forward who, you know, super athlete. And then you've got real shooters that you're surrounding those guys with. And I think that's such an underappreciated thing when assembling recruiting classes and by extension assembling rosters is that, okay, you got a bunch of great talent. How do they actually fit together? Because here's the truth. Duke had an incredibly talented roster last season, also flawed to its core. To have Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett playing with a point guard who can't shoot, to have non-shooters, and I know they thought Cam Reddish was a shooter, and maybe he will be someday, but he certainly wasn't a maker in his 1 year of college. To have a Duke team that gifted with Zion Williamson and have no shooters to help him out is a fatal flaw for them. And yet you look at this Memphis roster, and I recognize they might not have a natural point guard in Boogie Ellis, but they're going to have multiple shooters on the court at all times surrounding 2 possible top 10 picks in the front court. It really does, from a roster perspective, it just makes sense the way it's put together.
Yeah, I totally agree. They also have some veterans, too, in Lomax, in Tyler Harris, guys who can play that traditional point guard role if they need to. In a lot of ways, I think while the freshmen are getting all the attention, some of the veterans are what could make this team special. I mean, they have depth. They have a little bit of experience, which you don't get when you hear about Duke building a super team. You know, there's not that level of experienced role players coming in. I think Memphis has that. I read that you had Memphis at number 6 in your early poll. I think that, you know, that's a totally fair assessment of where they could be. This is a team that is going to have some serious expectations entering the preseason. And as a fan, that's all you can really ask for. I mean, you want the expectations, you want the pressure, because that means that they have the talent to live up to the hype. I think this Memphis team really does that. First of all, they have the shooters in Ellis. That was a huge get for them, I think, you know, playing the nominal point guard role. Who knows if they'll get RJ Hampton? It doesn't seem likely at this point. But they've established themselves as a major player for that type of athlete at this point, that type of recruit. And I think Memphis, you know, far outclasses the rest of the ACC just on paper. Obviously, there's a lot of good programs in that conference, but I think it's reasonable to expect this Memphis team to win that conference, you know, right away from this year on.
You are correct. I have them 6th in the CBS Sports Top 25 and 1, and that feels about right to me. Anywhere in the 4, 5, 6, 7 range feels about right. But I'll tell you, I got a note from one of my editors this morning, and he was like, "I think you've got Memphis too low." He said, if I were doing rankings right now, I'd have Michigan State 1, Memphis 2. What feels right to you?
Yeah, I'd say they're in that range for sure. I mean, they have to prove it.
Sure.
I think that, you know, Hardaway, he was always going to have skeptics when he took over. But just look at the jump they made in the KenPom rankings from the last year under Tubby Smith to his first year. That was not a team that had a lot of cohesion in Penny Hardaway's first year. They still went, 22-14? Yeah. They won 22 games. So I think he proved himself as an X's and O's coach in that first year. Now it's like, what can he do with some actual talent? Yeah. Obviously, freshmen have a lot of, you know, they could go a lot of different ways. But Wiseman has been on the map for years. Hardaway obviously has a relationship with him. When I watched Wiseman on the AAU circuit, even when he was playing under Penny as team director of that program on the EYBL, they were playing him alongside Danridge at the same time, and I was just thinking, you know, this isn't how you maximize a big man of James Wiseman's strengths. You don't pound the ball into him in the post. You spread the floor, throw him a lob, try to get him in space where he can use the talents that make him special to, you know, the maximum benefit. So I think the roster they constructed around him is going to be really interesting. I think they'll maximize James Wiseman's talent. I think they have the type of depth where, you know, if one of the freshmen aren't performing up to their recruiting rankings, well, they have other options. They can put out different lineups. They're going to have versatility. They're going to have multiple ball handlers. They're going to have shooting, where I would say Memphis, to me, is a top five team. Now, it depends what happens in terms of guys who come back after the NBA draft deadline. But, you know, right now, I think Memphis, they're not going to have the experience of a team like Michigan State. Well, Michigan State doesn't have the pedigree of a team like Memphis. So, there's going to be a lot of give and take. Obviously, Hardaway is going to have some skeptics. The program's going to have some skeptics until they go on a deep NCAA tournament run, prove they can make it past the first weekend. They haven't been to the tournament, I think, in 5 or 6 years. But when they do that, the talent level on paper is on par with any program in the country right now.
That is Ricky O'Donnell from SBNation.com. You can follow him on Twitter at @SBN_Ricky. The column this morning, headline, Penny Hardaway built college basketball's next freshman super team at Memphis. If you haven't checked it out yet, make sure you do. It's good stuff. Ricky, that was tremendous. I appreciate you being here, man.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Ricky O'Donnell from SB Nation. The column's at SBNation.com. We'll be back dinner to go.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
There's a woman named Laura had a home out in East Memphis. She wanted to sell it, so she did what I've been telling you to do for years. She got in touch with Josh Hysaw. He went to work. He got 19 showings in a matter of days. Laura's home in East Memphis sold for the full asking price. How did Josh do this? He did it with his 45-day guarantee plan. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. And what he does is, you know, sits down and helps you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree on a price, then Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold, this is simple. Isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion makes no sense, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 601-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
We've all got big plans this summer, like doing some camping, checking out summer concerts, or just lounging on the beach. And at Nissan's Summer of SUVs event, save big on our entire family of SUVs, including Rogue with available ProPilot Assist, so your summer road trip is less stressful. Or available intelligent around view monitor to help you slip into tight parking spots at the beach, concert, or even that campsite. Hurry to Nissan's Summer of SUVs event and plan on this summer being your best. Right now, for a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store. Hurry, event ends soon. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see owner's manual for safety information. Offers end 5/31/19.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call, and if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell him Gary Parrish told you to call.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka. It is made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
It's so smooth you can drink it straight.
It's so smooth you can drink it straight. It's filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's what I buy when I'm in the liquor store, and the reason is simple. It's a reasonably priced vodka that is of high quality. Yeah, I could spend more money on vodka. There's more expensive bottles. Why would I do that? My wife tells me I spend enough on vodka already. I'm going to trust her on that, and I'm going to keep buying New Amsterdam vodka. Well, buy it by the case, probably. That's what I'd do. Would you buy one roll of toilet paper if you went to the store?
No.
Doesn't make any sense. So why would you just buy one bottle of vodka? You're just going to finish that bottle and quit drinking after that? Like, this really going to be the last one? Probably not. Nope. So you should buy it by the case. That's the way I buy it. They got flavored vodkas as well. Apple peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try one, try them all, mix them together. And understand they got a gluten-free vodka now, too. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, congratulations. New Amsterdam Vodka's got you covered. Next time you're in a restaurant, bar, wine, and spirit store, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker chop me. But if it do, draw blood like an IV.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park on the web, coopersystems.com. You're in the market for a computer. That's where you're going. Told you last week, got a text from my buddy Hank. Said, I just went and got a MacBook Air Cooper Systems. I think he says like $500. Took a picture of it and sent it to me and everything. So, shouts to Hank for supporting a sponsor of the show. But more than that, shouts to Hank for just being smart. You got to buy a computer, that's where you're going. Don't go to those big box stores. You're going to end up wasting money. At Cooper Systems, Lee and Lauren Cooper, you can tell them what it is you need a computer for. Then they can hand you the computer that's better suited for you. If it's better suited for you, better price for you. In other words, if you're somebody who just plays around on YouTube, Facebook, email, you don't need to go spend $1,000 on a computer. Wasting your money. That $1,000 computer can do a whole bunch of stuff that you ain't even trying to do. At Cooper Systems, tell them what you need the computer for. Then they'll say, this computer right here, this can do everything you need and nothing more. So you're only paying for what you're using. It's a smart thing to do. 360-9679, 360-9679, Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff about the NBA and about Memphis basketball recruiting and how Michigan hiring Juwan Howard isn't actually like Memphis hiring Penny Hardaway. I understand why people are making the comparison, but it ain't apples to apples, and I'll be expanding on this thought later tonight on the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast. You can subscribe to that anywhere you subscribe to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. But with Jeff, ended up spending that segment talking about the announcement today, the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. 22 inductees, one of whom is Memphis Bill Terry. And I need to apologize to Memphis Bill Terry.
Okay. What happened?
Memphis Bill Terry was awesome. You familiar with Memphis Bill Terry?
Educate me.
Okay. I'll just read you straight from Wikipedia. He's a first baseman and manager. He's 6'1", so he wasn't the tallest man in the world. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, inducted in 1954.
Okay.
In 1999, Sporting News did a list of the 100 greatest baseball players ever. Memphis Bill Terry was number 59 on that list.
I think that meets the criteria.
His number has been retired by the Giants. He is the last National League player to hit 400. He hit 401 in 1930.
And his name's Memphis Bill Terry.
Why did he call himself Memphis Bill Terry? Is this the same Bill Terry? I need to make sure this is the same Bill Terry. Well, I was reading all this, but then I'm looking at Wikipedia. It says born in Atlanta, died in Jacksonville. I'm like, is Memphis Bill Terry even from Memphis? And then this is him. He was nicknamed Memphis Bill. He was nicknamed Memphis Bill. I don't really know why. I'm sure somebody listening does.
I love
does.
That nickname.
Why didn't I just start calling myself Memphis Gary?
I know. I want to be Memphis Bennett.
You should be Memphis Bennett. So Memphis Bill Terry was awesome. I apologize for suggesting maybe he didn't belong in the Hall of Fame, but I submit this. If you're going to have wrestlers in the Hall of Fame, like once you decide in our Hall of Fame we're going to have wrestlers, you can't not have Jerry Lawler. That's ridiculous.
That's true.
That's embarrassing. Somebody owes the king an apology.
What's the biggest game tonight?
This is easy. There's no basketball on tonight, so let me tell you what you're doing.
Okay.
You're watching the last three Cy Young Award winners in the National League pitch against each other. It's Nationals-Mets, Citi Field, Flushing, Queens, a matchup between Max Scherzer, who won the 2016 and 17 NL Cy Young Award, and the GOAT, Jacob deGrom, who won the 2018 NL Cy Young Award. Mets have won two straight, still chasing the Phillies and the Braves in the NL East, but they're showing a little fire past 2 days, Bennett.
Okay, good.
They're minus one. You going to make Jacob deGrom only a slight favorite in Citi Field? That is disrespectful.
That's very disrespectful.
These odds makers are being disrespectful to Jacob deGrom. You know we're laying that.
First pitch
is at 6:10. You can watch it at my house.
What should I watch on TV?
So this sounds interesting. It's called Live in Front of a Studio Audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons. You heard about this?
Yeah.
Okay, so it starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and it's going to be fresh takes on original episodes. Live on television, performed in front of a studio audience, Woody Harrelson playing the role of Archie Bunker, Jamie Foxx playing the role of George Jefferson. So if you grew up watching those shows, that'll probably be fun for you. Again, starts at 7 on ABC 24. Up late, John Travolta's on Jimmy Kimmel. Millie Bobby Brown's on Jimmy Fallon. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris is going to be on Stephen Colbert. John Lithgow's on Seth Meyers. And Billy Ray Cyrus is going to be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Honestly, Ricky O'Donnell's breakdown of the Memphis roster and the Memphis recruiting class I thought was really well done. That's why I wanted to bring him on and talk to him in the last segment. Appreciate him being here. If you haven't read that yet, we've tweeted it from the 92.9 account. You can also just find it at SBNation.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be Thursday, so we'll get ready for Game 5 Bucks wrap. It's a pivotal Game 5. All Game 5s are pivotal.
That's right.
If it's tied 2-2. If it's 3-1, I don't think it's pivotal. But any Game 5 where the series is tied 2-2, that immediately becomes a pivotal Game 5. So we got a pivotal Game 5 tomorrow night. John Martin, my little buddy, used to be Cookie's boyfriend. He's going to join me in the first hour. Jeff Calkins in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee. They're rooting for land in the world.
92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Hey, here are some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night, the Driftwood Ramblers. On Saturday, it's Doc Fangas.
Stay safe this road trip season and visit Discount Tire for our Memorial Day event. This Friday and Saturday, get a 10% rebate when you purchase any set of tires or wheels. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
If you've been in a car crash or suffered an injury, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. Almost always, the person refusing to pay you is not the person who caused the injury. It's their insurance company, State Farm, Geico, Allstate, and the like. They make billions and billions of dollars by keeping as much money as they can in their own pockets. Big companies with the deepest pockets and an army of lawyers. Literally thousands.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.